We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, the fifth line. V'amar Bilazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan taught, Gedulat ha'anit yotor min hatzedakah. When a person takes upon himself to fast over something, that's greater than charity. Ma'itam ze begufo ve ze b'mamono. Because charity, you're donating your wealth. And the fast, you're expressing it with your body. So the expression of the body, that a person's asking Hashem and he's fasting for it, so that carries greater weight. Rabbi Elazar taught prayer is greater than sacrifices. Hashem says, what do I need all your sacrifices for? You daven, I'm not listening. V'chtiv, and then the pasuk goes on as though making the point. And even if you daven, I'm not going to listen. So you see the pasuk saying, I don't want your sacrifices, and I don't even want your prayer. So you see that prayer is bigger. That the pasuk goes on to expand and stress the prayer. That same verse says, when you spread your hand in prayer, I'm not listening, God says. Why? Yedeichem damim maleu, because your hands are filled with blood. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol kohen sharag et hanefesh lo yisat kapav. Rabbi Yochanan taught from here that any kohen that killed someone should not do birchas kohanim. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, even if he did tshuva, even if he did it by mistake. Rashi doesn't go that way, Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't go that way, because they say if he did tshuva, it's okay. The Ramah says we should be lenient because the guy wants to do tshuva. We try to help people do tshuva. If you're going to hold against him his previous mistakes, how's he ever going to do tshuva? So that's why the Ramah says we're lenient. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no, yeah, a kohen was in a car accident, he killed someone, it was a mistake, he did tshuva. Doesn't matter. We don't let him do Birchus Kohanim. He shouldn't do Birchus Kohanim. Lo yisad kapav shnema yidechem damim aleilu. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, miyom shechav betamigdash ninalu shari tfila. Rabbi Elazar taught, from the day the temple was destroyed, the gates of prayer, there are gates in heaven through which our prayers enter, they were shut and sealed. Shneema gam ki yizak v'ashaveh satam tefilati. King David says, even when I wail and cry out, Hashem locked the doors, He sealed my prayers out. And even though the gates of prayer were locked, the gates of tears were not locked. As the verse says, God, listen to my prayer. Hear my wail. But don't be silent to my tears. So you see, about everything else he had to ask, Hashem should listen. About the tears, all he asks is don't be silent, meaning it's obvious you heard it. So that's the understanding that Hashem always hears our tears. All you have to do is ask that Hashem actually respond to them. But he actually hear them, he does hear them. Rava lo gezalta nita biyom ha'deiva. Rava would not decree a day of fasting on a cloudy day, mishum shnemar sakot v'ananach ma'avot tfila. Because the verse in Eicha describes how Hashem seals off prayers. He doesn't allow prayers to enter by closing up the sky with clouds. So the clouds represent this idea that Hashem is not accepting our prayers. If we're going to invest in prayer, Rava said it should not be on a cloudy day. Rabbi Elazar says, from the day the temple was destroyed, an iron wall, an iron fortress was established between Israel and their father in heaven. The prophet Ezekiel is told he should build a small Jerusalem, and then he should take a metal pan and set it up between him and Jerusalem as a wall of iron between him and the city. So that represents that between Hashem and us, there's this iron wall that separates us now, ever since the temple was destroyed. Amar Rav Chanina Mar Bi Chanina, Kol Amarich B'Tvirto N'Tvirto Chozer Trikam. Anyone who davens at length, while his prayer won't come back empty-handed. Minalan mi Moshe Rabbeinu. We derive this from Moshe, our teacher. Shneimal, v'etpalel el Hashem v'chtiv batrei v'yishma Hashem elai gam b'pam ahi. Moshe describes how he davened and he invested his strength and davened at length, and Hashem finally answered him at that time as well. The Gemara asks, Eini, is that really so? If someone davens at length and then anticipates that God will fulfill his request because he davened at length, then ultimately he'll see that his request will go unanswered and he will have a heartache. How does he heal himself when that happens? He should deal in Torah. The continuation of the Pasuk. And the tree of life, that brings a person his desires. The tree of life is the Torah, as it is described, the tree of life for those who hold on to it. So one quote says, if you pray at length and anticipate your prayers will be answered, you'll only come to heartache. Here we just said, if you pray at length, your prayers will be answered. Lo kasha, the Gemara says, that's not a question. Had marich mayen ba, had marich lo mayen ba, it depends. If you daven at length, then your prayer will be answered. If you daven at length and assume because you daven at length your prayer will be answered, so then it won't be answered.
Why do we assume that someone who's davening at length was expecting his prayers to be answered?
We don't assume that. We're just
that's,
saying.
That's what the Gemara assumes. We assume that the same thing, because he's davening at length, he's expecting his prayer to be answered.
Well, if you're telling me that if I daven at length, my prayer will be answered, so then why shouldn't I expect it to be answered? You just told me it will. Now you're telling me no. It will if you don't expect it. But you told me it will, so now I can't expect it? The Gemara's answer is very hard. You're saying the question's hard, I'm saying the answer's hard.
Well, isn't it about a lot of things that you're not supposed to have kavana about tzchar, even though you're getting tzchar and all this other thing?
Okay.
Let's play the example.
That only gives me more questions. Amar chama b'Rabbi Chanina, im ra adam sheyitpalel velo na'ana yachzor v'yitpalel, shneimar, if a person saw that he davened and his prayer was not answered, so let him daven again. As the verse says, hope for Hashem, strengthen your heart and go back and hope for Hashem. So we continue hoping, we continue davening, and we have to strengthen ourselves. We don't give up just because our prayer wasn't answered yet. We try again and try again. Okay. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that Iyun Tefillah is one of the things we say it every morning. Iyun Tefillah is one of the things that Adam Chel Potem Olam Hazeh V'Kan Kiyem Tov L'Olam Haba. Eat the fruits in this world and you merit for the principle in the world to come. So the Tosfos says there are two types of Iyun Tefillah. One Iyun Tefillah is that you're focused in your davening. That's a good thing. That's the Iyun Tefillah we say every morning in Shacharis. The other Iyun Tefillah is when a person expects his prayer to be answered because he's davened at length. And then, on the contrary, it works the other way. It backfires. In heaven they say, oh, he has expectations of us. Let's check out if he's worth it. So they give him an audit. And then, obviously, they find him lacking. And it goes the exact opposite. It's almost definite he won't have his prayer answered.